Out west, more bad weather is headed toward California on the heels of winter storms that have already pummeled the state. Blackouts, blizzards, and floods have stretched across California and into neighboring Nevada. But the worst may be over, as Brooke Binkowski of member station KPCC reports.
In Northern California, 20-foot waves pounded San Francisco's beaches. In the Sierras, a blizzard dropped 5 feet of snow on the mountains, which were also buffeted by hurricane-force winds. And in Southern California, 10 inches of rain dropped in some areas as authorities worried about mudslides in places that had been stripped bare by last fall's wildfires. The problems stretched into Nevada, where a levee burst near Fernley, flooding the town and temporarily trapping 3,500 people who then had to be evacuated. Now, more rain, wind, and snow are rolling in to wallop the West Coast. Max Mady is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service post in San Diego. He says so far, Southern California has gotten off easy.
Looking at the state of California, this was a huge storm. We did not see the worst of the storm here in Southern California. We got our fair share of heavy weather, but farther to the north, they got it much worse than we did up there with very, very heavy snow, very, very strong winds. Down here, we got quite a bit of rain. The preparation, though, was in place, and the damage reports came in were few and far between.
In hard-hit Northern California, hundreds of thousands of homes are still waiting to get their power back. But Mady said the worst of the weather had passed, and things should be getting back to normal by Tuesday. For NPR News, Brooke Binkowski, reporting from San Diego.